You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well, is it victory, or as some fuddy-duddies are calling it around the league, the beginning of a catastrophic failure of NFL officiating? Give me a break, man. Everybody relax. Sean Payton getting a pat on the backside from Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin yesterday after they got it done. A 31-1 vote. We'll tell you about Rule 6C. We told you about Rule 6, 6A, 6B. They came up with Rule 6C after Bill Belichick and Andy Reid stood up and said, get it done, make it work. Into the evening they went to get a vote passed, and a very big deal took place in the owners' meetings. We'll talk about that on the diamond yesterday. Lots of losses in and around the state of Louisiana when it comes to some baseball. We'll talk a little bit about that. Jarrett Cook just wrapping up his teleconference call. Join the intern. His fingers are bleeding as he's cutting the sound currently. We will have that for you within the next 10, 15 minutes or so, so you can hear what he had to say. Some very interesting things, including how many teams were looking at him, why he chose the Saints. Very detailed as to why he chose the Saints just now as well. And Jordan, again, not to pat myself on the back, but I told you, relax on the second receiver thing. This guy can sort of do that. Sean Payton yesterday said he's the guy he envisions opposite of Michael Thomas. Wait till you hear how Jared Cook talks about what he think he can do in this offense. We'll talk Pels as well at 1:15. Will Guillory will join us. The team set the talk at noon, so we'll have the latest from what's going on in the loss yesterday, 130-120. More importantly, I want to ask him what he thought about Gail Benson a couple of days ago at the owners' meetings saying, I will never, ever, ever sell the team. She didn't throw in those many evers, but she did say, I will never sell the team. So we can talk a little bit more about that. But first, Joey, back over in the La Rose studios on this gorgeous Wednesday. Welcome us to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more about what that camera Wednesday hump day is.
There he is. Shot G in Digital Underground. Head coach Sean of the Payton. And of course, Caleb the Camel. As we welcome you to halftime of your work week, as I like to call it. First up, words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
There it is. There it is. As we get set to get going here. Getting some more confirmations. Jordan, the intern, you know how much fun it's been today and this week. Lots of people flying back and forth from the owners' meetings, going straight to D.C. So, Joey, apologies if I keep sending you confirmations throughout the show, because I'm still trying to get some people to get me back off of airplanes and on airplanes and the such as well. Nate Osborne, coach of the NOLA Gold on Wednesdays, I think we'll be chatting with him. Just got a confirmation from him. 12:45, we'll be chatting. They won back on Saturday to prove to 6-1 on the season. First place in the National Rugby League, or the Major Rugby League. So we'll talk about all of that and more today. So much to get into, including, as I said, the most important aspect of all of this is Rule 6C. So thoughts, Saints fans, thoughts, NFL fans, on what you think about Rule 6C. It's real simple. For the first time in league history, penalties will be reviewable. Penalties will be reviewable. I know. It sounds like, wait, we're having a minute. No. Penalty. First time ever, penalties can be reviewed. Other things have been reviewed were not penalties, per se. But offensive and defensive pass interference can now be reviewed. More importantly, no calls on offensive and defensive pass interference. Head coach Sean Payton yesterday on the rule change as you can imagine, was pretty happy in being able to get that passed and led the way and go and say, look, it's the right thing to
Someone asked about, you know, our fans specifically in New Orleans, and I said, look, when you're on this committee, you know, there's a little bit of a responsibility to just the game and football fans in general. It's because of, you know, our play a year ago, and yet in our game against the Steelers this year, there's a play where, man, Alvin, you know, gets interfered with, supposedly there's a flag. Mike can look at that and say, whoa, you know, there wasn't, and, you know, maybe they're in the playoffs. There's just a few of these ones now that our sons and daughters are seeing. They're playing fantasy, whether or not they gamble in 2 years or whenever that happens. But the fans are seeing these plays, and so we're trying to take a step in the right direction.
Roger Goodell, better known as Comrade Goodell, around these parts to a lot of different people, had this to say, the back and forth with reporters as he spoke after the owners' meetings wrapped up with that final vote. 31-1 again was the final vote. The Cincinnati Bengals, Jordan, were the only team to vote against this proposal. Pretty remarkable. Adam Schefter saying part of the story and a lot of the things that you saw yesterday was, hey, Andy Reid, Bill Belichick stepped up and said, get it done. Doesn't matter how long it takes. We're not leaving this room. Get it done one way or another. Schefter first.
When they try these rules out for a year, usually they stick. And the fact that they're giving it a chance, I think the coaches have wanted this. So the chances are it's going to be here for a while. But the other thing it does is it allows you to take a look at the instant replay system. Look, the instant replay system here remains intact. All the league is doing is adding on pass interference penalties and non-calls on those plays to improve the system. And as Roger Goodell himself said, don't let perfect get in the way of better. And they felt like they're making the system better here.
Speaking of the commissioner, his thoughts on why the rule changes.
How important was it for the league, for everybody to leave here with the rule in place now to prevent what happened at the end of the NFC Championship game?
Well, I think it's very important because, you know, we all said we officiating is never going to be perfect. We can use a technology to try to improve officiating. We do that every year. It evolves, whether it's our techniques that we how we train and how we work with our officials on the field. But it's, you know, replay has been an important tool for us. And, you know, it wasn't able to correct something that we wanted to have corrected in the past. I think that, to me, it was the driving force. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I think our clubs, including all our coaches, owners, and everyone else, realize that our job is to get these right, and we should use every available means to get them right, and replay is a great means to be able to do that. Will this solve every problem? Will this get us to perfect? It was the old saying, right? Don't let perfect get in the way of better, and this is a very natural evolution. And obviously a very positive thing.
As a follow-up, did you make a speech passionately in that regard to the membership?
I think a lot, too much is probably being put on speeches. I think, you know, everybody in there fully understood through a long process and through a lot of discussion. I think everybody wanted to get it right, and everybody wanted to do that. There were just different ways of approaching that. Some people had to sort of remove themselves from long-held views, and understanding that the big picture here is simply to get it right, and we should do that. We have the ability to do that. Again, it won't be perfect, but I think everyone knows how I felt. I felt very strongly. I was very clear with the committee that we have an obligation to have a recommendation and that we need to get to a place. I spoke to the owners this morning when we were in a private session about this issue. And that, you know, I felt strongly that we should have OPI and DPI included in replay. And we should be able to throw flags in those circumstances. So it was up to the committee and the membership to come up with the best way of doing that. And I think they did a great job.
So what do you think, Saints fans? I mean, look, obviously it doesn't erase what took place, right? It doesn't. And I understand that wholeheartedly. But, and we said this, I want to say, Jordan, if you remember the Monday after the NFC Championship game, we talked about, hey, uh-oh, this could be like a Hartley moment. I mean, the Saints have been in the spotlight of changing over time, and now this, it's incredible. One thing or one way or another, one reason or another, things have changed in the league. And look, the reaction, as you can expect, around the league is mixed. There's some people that feel the world is coming to an end, right? Dean Blandino, rules official for Fox Sports, right? He comes on and talks, a rules analyst, rather. He's worried about now officials and judging games live and judging games via replay.
Rules are written for officials to make decisions in real time. And now when you start to look at it in replay and slow it down and go frame by frame, it looks a lot different. And so that bang-bang play that the official sees in real time and rules that it's not pass interference, are we going to analyze it to the degree where if that defender gets there a frame early, is that now going to be pass interference? I think that's a question that remains to be answered, to see what standard of evidence do you need to overturn or put a foul on.
Is that a bit kind of – like, here's what I – saying with a lot of these people that are a little nervous with all of this. And I'm not going to call them fuddy-duddies, but it's like, should the fear of something prevent you from trying it? Should the fear of something prevent you from doing? Blandino, what he said he would rather have done.
I think it's naive to just say, you know what, we're not going to review these fouls. The technology continues to get better. The stakes continue to get higher. The game continues to get faster. We have to help our officials, and we have to use technology to do it. I don't know if I would have went the pass interference route. I like the player safety angle. I know there were a couple of proposals out there, you know, to review player safety fouls. And I think when you look at some of the calls that were missed, one that jumps out was a Thursday night game with Jalen Smith, a hit on Kimura of the Saints. You know, those types of things, especially when it involves safety, NCAA is already doing it with targeting. I think I would have went more the player safety route as the kind of dipping the toe in the water. But again, pass interference, it's a big call. It's a game changer. And that's the route they went.
You heard what Blandino said there? And you remember that, right? The hit to Alvin Kamara, it should have been helmet to helmet. I'm with him on this. Look, here's why I think, and Sean Payton said this, he does think at some point in time, and Ben, we'll get to you in a quick sec, is that the eye in the sky official is going to come. That doesn't take long. That's a press of a button. Hey, helmet to helmet there on number 45. I mean, that doesn't take long. You can see it. You're watching it. You're watching it. Before the next play snaps, you are watching the replay several times on the regular broadcast. So it's not going to add time. You're not going to ruin the game. You want to get it right. There were a ton of helmet-to-helmets last year that took place. Are you going to catch everything? No, game's too fast. And quite honestly, sometimes it's incidental. Sometimes it affects you. It knocked out a bunch of Saints a couple times. And it's not just, I'm just saying that because of the Saints. It's just anything if you're doing that with player safety. I didn't think it went too far enough. Put me, as we bring in Ben to the conversation, into, hey, give me a comma after pass interference, add roughing the passer. That's a huge call. That's a huge call. Especially now, bloated ahead, that's being called left and right to protect the quarterbacks. I like that. Protect them. That's fine. But sometimes, anytime the hand goes up and I'm trying to bat the ball down, you know, it hits the helmet and it's 15 yards. Ben, what you think of the rule change?
I like the rule change. I think I would have also, you know, the thing is the NFL sees themselves as the tone setter for, you know, safety and, you know, penalties. But college beat them to the punch on the targeting. So they don't want to look like they're ironing NFL out the college rules, so they haven't implemented targeting, even though I think they should have. But, I mean, I think a better thing to be to do, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I think the SEC has something in here where – if a call is missed, can't an official in Birmingham that's watching it at SEC headquarters hit a button and automatically it stops the play and it says, you know, booth review, and they can throw a flag from Birmingham? Isn't that the way the SEC does it?
I don't know it specifically, but again, I do know that in other places and in other parts of the leagues, like you know, MLB, NBA, I mean, it is being reviewed from a central location. You can do similar situations of saying, hey, look, this is what was missed or this is what can be called. And that's what I'm getting at. I know that in that case, what was it with Devin White? You know, it was looked at. And I, look, I to me, it's just it's something that you can see. I mean, you can see with intent, right? If I'm trying to bat the ball down, hands coming in, if I'm clubbing the helmet or something of this nature. And look, and I have other sound from other people over at ESPN saying, look, what about on a Hail Mary? What about when you're trying to block or pass interfere that way? Is it going to be frame by frame like Dean Blandino saying? I think you know the difference between a light hand check and did I prevent you from catching the football? You know what I'm saying, Ben?
Well, yeah, and another thing is they're worried about the time factor. But the thing is, when I sit down to watch a football game, my time is invested. I know I am sitting down for a three-hour ordeal. Ah. I would much rather sit down for 3 hours and 15 minutes to get a game called right than sit down for 3 hours and watch a sloppily called game. And so far as the blows to the head, I would change that to like a running into the kicker, roughing the kicker, incidental blow to the head, 5 yards, you know, no automatic first down.
Right.
You know, intentional blow to the head, 15 yards first down. You know, like, that's a little time consuming as well, but I think it's, you know, if a guy's coming and trying to bat the ball down, and guys aren't even batting the ball down anymore because they're worried about, you know, scraping the head of the quarterback, I mean, it's kind of sad, you know.
No, I hear you, Ben. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Way to kick things off over on the phone lines. When you come back, Sharif Eishak from Channel 6 WDSU News will be heading to D.C. tomorrow. We'll get his take. You're not going to D.C. Stop pointing at yourself and keep cutting some sound. Hey, don't forget, the Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic is back at Ellendale Country Club. The signature event features the area's only professional golf tournament and the much-anticipated Pro Day, which we will be there Tuesday, April 9th. Come play with future PGA stars. That's not us. And support the fight against cancer. It's for a good cause. For team and sponsorship information, go ahead and go online, tgmc.com. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
At Barker Mitsubishi, we want you to get the most out of your money. So keep your tax refund and buy with no money down at Barker Mitsubishi. That's right, get a low payment with no money down. And drive home a new Mitsubishi from Barker Mitsubishi. You can own and not lease a new 2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross and pay just $279 a month with no money down. Yes, a new Eclipse Cross is yours with no money down and only $279 a month. Get into a new 2019 Mirage G4 with zero down and a low, low payment of $199 a month. That's a new Mirage G4 with a backup camera and 40 MPG for zero down and only $199 a month. Plus, these Mitsubishis come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So come make the most with your money. During the tax time is your time sales event. Going on now at Barker Mitsubishi, where St. Charles Street meets West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma. And shop us online at BarkerMitsubishi.com.
Excludes DTNL on select models with free credit. Some customers may not qualify. 84 months, 3.9% APR. EPA mileage estimate. Actual mileage may vary. Warranty excludes Evolution and iMyEV. See dealer for details. Ends 4/119.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/19.
Rogers Parts with locations in Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadeville.
Ontario, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. As we get ready, obviously, for March Madness, the Sweet 16. Four games tomorrow, four games on Friday. In that Friday, LSU will take on Michigan State. Heading there tomorrow in the morning will be Sharif Fyshak from WDSU. At Sharif WDSU is a way to follow him over on Twitter. He's going to join us for a quick 5-6 minutes here to get his take on the rule change and also, of course, getting ready for LSU Michigan State. We'll end with the hoops. But Sharif, how you doing this afternoon?
Start this off by saying, no, Jordan, you're not coming to D.C. Sorry.
You see, thank you. He was already pointing to himself, wanting to go on board.
I'll carry the cords for you guys.
No one is bringing you. I'm not. So I asked him to say, okay, well, anyone that's going, you can see if you can tag along. So
I'll be the food runner. I'll go get you guys some food, anything.
Sharif, is he selling you on bringing him along?
No. No chance.
What if I pay you?
Oh.
Funnel me some money.
Okay.
$50 deal?
$50. Let's move on. Sharif, the rule changed yesterday. 50? Really? That's what you think it would go?
I think it's a reasonable
price.
That's
not even remotely reasonable. He's heading to D.C. It's a little expensive there. Sharif, the rule change, defensive PI, offensive PI, and no calls now being challengeable. How big is that?
I like it for a year of trial. It's good. It's good for the game. I think it's time to make things a little bit better. It's never going to be perfect, but as long as it's better for the game. And I kept saying to myself, man, if they ever change this rule, it just feels like karma. The Saints are going to be the first team to get victimized by it. But I think it'll all play itself out. Even if the Saints get crushed by the rule once or twice, there are other teams that are going against them are going to get hit by that same rule. But you want the game to be better. And I think Sean Payton and the coaches and the owners, you know, came together and did the right thing. I mean, you're tired of seeing what happened with the Nola no call. You can't have that happen again. It's just a bad look for the game. Unfortunately, it didn't help the Saints get to the Super Bowl. But now, if it ever happens again, hey, the possibility is there that the game won't, you know, go the wrong way for the Saints or any other team. So I like it for the one-year trial.
You know, one of the things that you take a look at, too, is and I played a couple of sound bites already and got some more about various reactions. Some people are nervous, they're scared, it's going to open up Pandora's box, all this other stuff. I'm like, you know what? Roughing the passer, throw that in there too. Dean Blandino said, hey, what about those helmets? He actually brought up the play, Saints Cowboys, in which Kamara got hit in the head and no penalty was called. I'm like, hey, that's fine, because those are all things, though, as Sean Payton said yesterday, the eye in the sky official, the one that's up in the press box, can all do by simply pressing a button and saying, hey, there was a penalty there, there was a helmet to helmet. That's quick and easy, man. We see three or four different versions of a replay before the next play is snapped.
Well, the thing that bothers me with the Nola no call and the Alvin Kamara play where the refs are right there, they have absolutely no excuses to miss an easy call right in front of their face. You have to make those calls. You don't really need the replay to make those calls. Let's be honest. I mean, Kamara got speared by Jalen Smith in the head. How do you not see that? It's right in front of you. The Tommy Lee Lewis play, you have two referees right there on the sideline. You got to make that call. But I'm with Dean Blandino. I think you should expand it a little bit more. You have to make those calls because those are game-changing calls. The Saints are driving on both of those drives to score some points. So you're taking points away from a team. I'm glad that they're doing this in terms of DPI, OPI, but I think they could expand a little bit more.
One of the things that came out of the owners' meetings that wasn't maybe on a National Football League level, like the vote there, to me was Gail Benson's chat with the media back on Tuesday, Sharif, when specifically she talked about the Pelicans, the job search, what they want to do. Dennis Lauscha kind of saying, hey, look, they need to be more like the Saints. We know that. We got to get it there. I think if I'm a Pels fan, I loved hearing that. I absolutely loved hearing her saying, I'm not selling the team ever. And seeing herself as an asset in trying to save those two franchises for the city moving forward. I think if you're a Pels fan, you and I have talked about the speculation of people saying she's going to sell it and move it. And I think we both agree, why would she? They're worth so much, and it's an exclusive club and membership to be a part of. But I think for Pels fans hearing it, it had to be good.
Yeah, and plus she has a lot to prove. You know, she wants to be the one that fixes everything that happened after this season and continues to build it for the city. Like you said, it's an asset that she's protecting for the city. And the fans, I think, are backing her and Dennis Lauscha up after this Anthony Davis saga and everything that's happened with it. She wants to make sure she rights the ship. She has a legacy to uphold, and she wants to continue to make sure that that happens. That that happens, and she's never going to sell the team. Who's going to sell a billion-dollar asset that continues to gain even more money. I mean, why would anyone ever do that with a rising stock? You never do that. So I think she's going to get it right. I think it might take a year or two, maybe 3 years, but I think she's going to get the right people in place, the right GM. They're going to get the right pieces for Anthony Davis. And I think it's going to continue to get better for the city and the franchise, and it's going to continue to rise in worth. So I really believe her. She says, I will never sell the team.
Yeah,
it's a smart decision to keep it in the Big Easy.
I said that all the time. So, I like I said, I think if you're a Pels fan, you loved hearing that. You loved hearing Dennis Schlosser, the team president, say, here's our plan. This is what we want to do. This is what we want to be. And more importantly, just to hear them say, we know we got to be more like the Saints. And I think hearing that puts a lot of people at ease as, are they going to do it the right way this time? So maybe it was a wake-up call. I remember you sitting across from me here in the studio going, hey, maybe this Anthony Davis thing is a wake-up call to everybody in there to get their act together and right the ship and treat it like the Saints, and looks like it's going in that direction. Tomorrow, as you said, you're heading up to D.C. Dude, 6.5-point favorites, right? Michigan State, I get it. In some other places, it's as high as 9, I've seen. Is that the Tom Izzo effect, or is Michigan State's talent better than LSU's?
Good ball club, great, great college basketball coach in Tom Izzo. He's coached in 70 NCAA games. That's a lot of games. He's been to quite a few Final Fours, a runner-up, a national championship. Man, in college basketball and this time of the year, coaching means a lot more than having one star player. For him, he has one very good player in Cassius Winston, an All-American. But when you have the Tom Izzo factor there, it's a different ball game. I know they don't play a lot of zone, which could favor LSU, but he's just a smart coach, Gus. I mean, we're talking about going against Tony Benford, who's only coached 2 NCAA games. And Izzo just knows how to get that game plan, knows how to get the most out of his players, as we saw last week when he and Aaron Henry went head-to-head during that game. So he gets a lot out of his players. That's a really good ball coach right there. But I think LSU is going to have a seriously good chance in this game because of the way they, you know, these close games. And it's funny, I asked him after every game in Jacksonville, these close games. Any team who can play a close game like that and win them, that just says something about the ball club. I know they blow big leads, but it just says, hey, if we get tight at the end of games, we know what to do.
Right.
They're 12-5 in games decided by 6 or fewer points. So they have that going for them, but man, Tom Izzo, man, he's got that great experience in March. He's one of the best March coaches in college basketball when you talk about that.
You know, one of the other things, Sharif, as we close out here, you really haven't seen the Tigers sort of play their best game from start to finish as of yet as well, making those 2 second halves pretty close and tight and finding wells. And look, Bigby Williams and really Javonte Smart haven't played their best ball that we've seen earlier in the year. So I think there's room to grow to see a better LSU basketball team?
Yeah, for sure. And the thing is, with like, it's not just those two guys, it's the outside shooter. Like, I personally believe they should just try to pound it in the paint as much as possible, and let that be second choice to shoot 3-pointers. But at some point in time, these teams will adjust and make them shoot outside shots. But I just don't like when I see the outside shots happening early in shot clock, early in possession. I just don't think that's really a successful type of offense. You're not going to win ball games against Michigan State like that. You can't go up there, Tremont Waters, jacking up 3, 5 seconds into the possession. But Bigby Williams, hey, he's an athletic dude. I think he's going to be able to do much better in a game like this than he did against Maryland. And he was going to get 2 big dudes and Bruno Fernando and Jalen Smith. I mean, those are 2 very good ball players. I mean, that's just what's going to happen. I think he's going to have probably a much better showing this time around. If Javonte Smart gets hot, I mean, that's what you got to watch out for. If he gets hot, Tremont, you know, does what he did the other day, I think that's where LSU is going to have a chance. He drives the ball really well. That's the thing with Javonte. If you get Javonte to drive the ball, penetrate and be successful there and open up shots around the perimeter, that's where I think LSU is more successful. But I think they need to be more worried about being in the paint and control the points in the paint, because that's where they've been very, very impressive and very controlling of a ball game.
At Sharif WDSU is the way to follow over on Twitter. Safe travels tomorrow to D.C. Man, looking forward to the coverage. Why are you shaking your head? Why I'm trying to say goodbye? Why? You're distracting me.
That distract you?
Yes.
Jordan, you're not coming. Also, I'm going to throw the Tracy Porter interception against the Vikings in the NFC Championship game.
Is that one of your 4 plays? That's one of your 4?
Yep, one of my 4. That, the pick 6, Steve Gleason's block punt, then I'd have to think of a fourth. But that's three of my four.
So the Porter pick six in the Super Bowl.
See, no Hakeem drops the ball.
The Tracy Porter interception in the NFC Championship game?
Yeah. The Vikings were driving to win the game in regulation, and he intercepted the ball. I think that was a great play.
Wow. Is that incredible that Porter's 2 of 4? I mean, I agree with you. It would be hard for me to not.
Yep, and I guess Ozzie Keene drops the ball because
thank
that was
you.
The first ever
thank
playoff.
You.
He did that just because
no,
I said that.
The youngin doesn't understand. It was the first playoff win. You don't get it. I mean, he doesn't understand, dude. The Rams were going to drive down the field and score. That was happening.
Yep.
Thank
I have
you.
To throw that in there. And a no call.
And the dog.
This is true.
Yeah, I guess it would
be
interesting.
I mean, it could be. It changed the face of a replay, so you hey, could possibly even throw that in there.
Never thought it like that. Thank you, Sharif. Appreciate it, bud.
Sure.
Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Go online, kinginjuryfirm.com. Check out the bios, the blogs, the videos, the About Us section. You can meet all of the guys that are in the King Firm. That's an interesting take. The Nolan no call is one of the four plays. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, earlier this week, the NFL said in order to help celebrate their 100th anniversary, they're going to ask each team to ask its fan base to submit the four best plays, top plays in franchise history. That's right, the entire franchise history. Give me four plays. And then they're going to submit it and see who comes up with the best plays. That'll be interesting to do. So you heard Sharif. This one over here does not agree. Hakeem drops the ball, should be one of the four. What would your four be? We can talk about that throughout the rest of the show as well. Uptown Ruler wants to chime in. It's been done. Jared Cook sound. He spoke at the top of the hour in a conference call. We have that for you next segment as well. Don't go anywhere. It's Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Have you been suffering with neck or low back pain? Disc of Louisiana offers the most precise techniques and least invasive surgical procedures to give you your life back. Wake up with only a Band-Aid after surgery. Disc of Louisiana, now accepting appointments in Houma, Metairie, and around the North Shore. Visit GoSpine.com. That's GEAUX Spine.com to make an appointment today.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on, I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's the progress.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacids stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag, or your desk, or your car, or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information. Anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Derek from Big Easy Sportsplex wants to have a little fun. He says, hey, you guys need to get on this. Since we are, you know, the league is waiting for the, you know, the sweet, the top plays that the Saints have. He's like, you know, the Sweet 16 is tomorrow. Why don't we come up with the 16? Just come up with 16 plays of everyone submitting it. And then we can do the brackets, the one seeds and two seeds, all that. Jordan, you're shaking your head already because it's a lot of more work for you. Is that why you're shaking your head?
No, that's just other reason.
What? Why do you not like it?
No, I love it. I love the idea. I love the idea.
You're just in a bad mood today.
I'm not.
You're grumpy. The second you walked in, you were just grumpy.
I was in a jolly old mood.
Yeah. What put you in a bad mood? You're Sharif. 36 minutes in.
Sharif put me in a bad
You're
mood.
You're not going to D.C. The whole reason you even want to go is to see LSU take on Duke. There's no guarantee that's happening. But what? Exactly.
I want to see Zion.
Stop it. 800-998-1003. Anyway, so we're going to take, give us your suggestions. Give me four plays. Give me your four plays, and we'll list them all on a sheet of paper, and we'll see them. Derek submitting the Dempsey kick, the Hartley kick into the Super Bowl, Porter picks, the pick six, and the pick to give Hartley that chance. He also has Hakeem drops the ball. Thank you.
What a joke.
Steve Gleason's block punt. Oh, I love this. He also has some of the memorable bad plays. Aaron Brooks' backward pass. The Atlanta Hail Mary. The Rams no call. Vikings miracle. Minneapolis miracle?
The snap over the head of Russell Erchleben against the Falcons that caused us to lose.
Yes. I mean, again, I just, you know. We can have a little fun with all of this. Maybe we'll have like one, you know, like you have the South, the Midwest, and everything.
What about the
Do one where it's just bad plays.
What about the extra? Wait, did you say the one where he missed the extra point after all the laterals?
Oh Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, the Jacksonville
game.
Ooh, Haslett.
Jim Henderson, how can he do that? River City Relay.
Yeah, the River City Relay.
See, we can have fun with this, with the bracket.
It was a great Schwegman's commercial.
Jordan, you might actually have to do something today.
Did you ever see that, Gus?
I did.
Schwegman's commercial with the bread that he kept throwing around all the Saints players?
At ESPN Radio, NOLA is the way to submit yours. Facebook as well. You can give us a call. We'll write them down. Give us your four. Derek's giving us a handful already. Uptown Ruler, give me your best 60 seconds so I can get to this Jared Cook sound. What you got?
Hey, man, look, the Dempsey kick. The block punt, the Akeem drops the ball, and I'm glad they changed the rule. That means no Cowboys can get away with nothing on the field no more. They can't hit the Saints in the head and get away with it.
Well, that's not part of the rule, but that's I know what you're saying.
Okay, and that means we get to get the quarterback, but don't let the referee catch us.
Okay. So your top plays, just to make sure again, Dempsey, Gleason, Hakeem, and then he went straight to the Cowboys.
Yeah, Hakeem dropped the ball. I'm going to put as an 8 seed.
You know what? I don't like you. I don't like you.
You don't have to like me.
I mean, how do you not understand? That's about as smart as the poll yesterday from Fox Sports that put the Falcons as a 2 seed. Chew, the other Uptown Ruler. What's going on, bud?
What's going on, Gus?
How are you?
I got number four is, for whatever reason, I just think it brings toughness to our franchise. Kyle Turley ripping off that Jets player's helmet.
Nice. The helmet
and
toss.
And, I'll go with Gleason, number three.
Uh-huh.
The one that I probably love the most, other than I'll put Tracy Porter at number one, but my number two is Rob Meacham against the Redskins when he ripped the ball and took it back and went the other way for the touchdown.
Meacham pick six. I will put that there as well. Yeah, no, I mean, it's the interception turned into a touchdown.
I like it.
All right, so I'm with you, but I like that, the Kyle Turley helmet toss, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think, Sharif put both Porter interceptions, the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl game. It's hard to argue against using two, you know? I mean, but it's incredible. One player literally probably does have the two most important plays in franchise history, because he doesn't make that pick, the Vikings probably win. And I'm not, to Jordan's point, the pick six in the Super Bowl, it didn't, you know, the game wasn't over with that play, but dude, the Colts could have scored, you know, I mean, it put it out of reach, I guess, in time. So, plus it's the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm with you. I think it's number one. It's got
also,
me.
Gus, you talked.
What's number one for you?
Go ahead.
Also, Gus, you talked yesterday about, creating a form. I played a little college ball and I played the league for a year. So I'm with it whenever you want to get that together.
Chew, I'm going to do that probably maybe next week. We can do that next week. I'll pick a day, probably a Wednesday or something. I'll say it enough, you know, to where on the air and on Twitter and Facebook to where people like that. But I want former players to give me their experience. But more importantly, how do you fix it? What do you do? What would be your, you know, suggestion that you think would work either one way or another, okay? We'll do that.
I think I already told you my suggestion with the shoe company.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Sounds good. All right, man, we'll do it together. Thank you, Chew.
All right, man.
Yep, appreciate it. All right, so far I've written down Dempsey, Gleason, Hakeem, both Porter interceptions. I love this. Aaron Brooks' backward pass. Kyle Turley's helmet toss. Meacham's pick six to a touchdown, or pick to a touchdown. Rams no calls getting a vote, so I'll write that down. And I'm just going to jot down a little slash next to each if there's multiple, and that's how we're going to get the number one seat, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Makes sense.
Okay, because right now it's clear that Tracy Porter pick six in the Super Bowl could be a number one seat. What are the other three number one seats, though? Chad, the downtown ruler, what you got?
I say y'all are missing one important one, Ambush, the onside kick.
Ambush. God, could three of four be the Super Bowl alone?
It's got to be.
Right, what would be three others?
Well, definitely Tracy Porter's pick six, the Steve Gleason punt block. You can't leave out the Garrett Hartley field goal to send us to the Super Bowl either. So that's my pick.
There it is.
What about Reggie Bush igniting the Saints against the Cardinals in the first round of the playoffs, 2009?
Nah.
You don't remember that one as much.
Yeah,
as all
exactly.
The other
ones. So let me get this straight. You're going to tell me, Chad, help me out here.
I was just throwing, anything out there.
No.
I wasn't saying
that
that's one of mine.
That's exactly right. You're just throwing it out there. So would you please explain to him the significance of Hakeem drops the ball, please?
He might not be old to remember.
He's not. But that's why I'm asking you to help me explain it to him, because he won't listen to me.
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up, we had never won a playoff game, so that was definitely important to the franchise.
Ever. You understand that, Jordan? Like, ever. Like, Chad watched games, dreamt of the playoffs, saw some playoff games, and then, Chad, you remember when the Saints got in the playoffs, it was beatings. Or just really bad.
One and done.
It was someone else's doing.
It was someone.
It was one and done every time.
Exactly right. And they were just terrible. The Hakeem drops the ball the entire. I still have that. You know what's crazy? I still have that ticket stub in my office in my house. It's the first playoff win. I have the ticket stub.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it. The downtown ruler.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, for sure. I don't understand what's so difficult about this. I It's the franchise's first playoff win, and it was that play that sealed it. I don't understand.
So what about all the other teams' first playoff win?
Great. Let them submit it. Do you realize what 40-plus years of mediocrity slash miserableness slash trash football a lot of these fans had to... They came up with paper bags, for crying out loud.
Well, I understand.
No, you don't. Games weren't televised. You know why? No sellouts. I grew up listening to Saints games in my garage with my dad on Sundays. That's how I grew up a Saints fan, because I couldn't watch them. So yeah, when they won, it was a big deal. When it became like a winning team, it was a big deal. That's why Jim Mora, Ring of Honor. Sports Hangover continues next. I promise some Jared Cook sound. Keep coming with, it looks like easily right now, the number one seeds. I think it's going to be Gleason. I think Hartley's kick into the Super Bowl.
Saul, beast mode.
Porter. Those are three of the four number one seeds, I think, right now. Ooh, beast mode. Yeah. We're going to definitely have one division, one part of the bracket where it's just the bad plays of the franchise's history. I'm going to write it down. Beast mode. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Never know how.
Stephen A. Smith here. If you're like me, you have a mortgage and a family who depends on your income, then you need to protect the ones you love with life insurance. Life insurance can pay off a mortgage or help send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote Comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $19 a month. That's less than a dollar a day, people. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. Or go to selectquote.com/Smith, S-M-I-T-H. That's selectquote.com/Smith.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Orleans Pelicans basketball. Do it big.
Picks it up, shoots for three. Good, good, good. Drew Holiday. Floater down the lane. No, dunk follow with two hands. Julius Randle.
Hi, this is Sean Kelly. Join Daniel Salerson and me as the Pelicans take on the Sacramento Kings Thursday at 7 on ESPN Radio, New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
At NOLA Gold Rugby is the way to go. Check out and follow the NOLA Gold on Twitter. If you go online, it's NOLAGoldRugby.com. Imagine that. Head coach Nate Osborne joins us. We're going to chime in with him 12:45 on Wednesdays to see how the team is doing. Coach, how are you today?
I'm good, mate. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Hey, 35-31, the win back on Saturday. When we spoke last Wednesday, we wrapped up our segment by talking about, hey, look, Austin's coming in. record-wise, not where you guys are. And you said it, hey, the key and the focus is to not overlook them and take them seriously. And it was a battle there towards the end.
It was there, mate. Yeah, we started really well, and we jumped out to a pretty decent lead, 28-12. And then, like human nature does, you start to do things that you start to let your foot off the gas, and you start to do a couple things that we didn't want to do and let them back in the game. But we stuck to the plan at the end there and pulled out a great win.
What do you think was the key to eventually kind of hold on like that? Because obviously you guys, we were talking about it last week, highest scoring team in the league, in Major League Rugby. And look, you just mentioned it, you got up to that big league. But to kind of face a little bit of that adversity and see how you kind of handle it, especially at home.
Yeah, I think as a coach, the thing I was most proud of with the boys and for me personally is that in the 79th minute out of the 80 minutes, we were still running the patterns and the shapes that we wanted to run. We were still running the attack we wanted to run. We didn't panic. We didn't try and throw the ball over our heads and try and make something happen. No Hail Marys. We just stuck to the plan and just really dug it out and got the try at the end.
I was going to say, Coach, we talked about some of the experience and some of the guys you have on your team. Does that help when you got guys that have played in the Olympics, guys that have played in some of the top leagues around the world, to have moments like that and rely and know, hey, they've been there before?
Yeah, it definitely does. And those are the guys that really, after Austin scored that last try, they were like, don't panic, let's just stick to what we've got to do. But then the other thing for us that we talked about last week is the depth that we've built in our squad, and we bought some guys off the bench, mm-hmm. Some guys that were our reserves in that last 10 minutes that really stood up and played really strongly towards the end. And the last try was scored by Michael Basker, who was the guy that came off the bench for us, and the breaks and the passes were off the bench from Monty Tonga Weir and Kevin O'Connor. So that's also pleasing as a squad to know that we can bring these guys in at the death no matter what's going on in the game and have them perform for us.
Speak with head coach Nate Osborne of the NOLA Gold. This team is 6-1 on the season. You know, Coach, you look at three of the last four, they've been tight. 27-24, you guys lost by three. Then you win by two, 21-19. You had that big win, 49-11 over Houston. And then this last one against Austin, 35-31. Are most games, for people that maybe don't follow it as much, are they tight games like that?
They are. This league has done really well. They've got a salary cap, so everyone's pretty even across the board. And like I said last week, with Austin being 0-7 and us being 6-1, there's still not that much between everybody. On your day, you can beat anybody. So most of the games throughout the league have been really tight. And there's been some upsets, there's been some ties. So it's a really close league, which I think is great for the sport and great for the spectators to know that they can turn on their TVs and see a good rugby game every week.
Coach, this week you're going to be on the road taking on the Glendale Raptors. They're 3-3, fourth in the league. What can you tell us about your opponent?
Glendale is one of those teams that's been leading into MLR. They were the best team in the country for a long time. They've been a professional team for a little longer than most of the teams in the league. So they've been around for a while and they've been together for a while. So they sort of, even though they're 3-3, they were last year's finalists. I think they only lost one game last year on the final. So they're a really good team. They're going through a little bit of a change right now, but we're not taking them lightly, and they're always better down in Glendale where there's no air for anyone else to breathe but them. So,
you know, it's funny you mentioned that too, but also you faced them already back on February 2nd, 40-31. You mentioned a little bit of change. What's different about them, and how do you approach a second meeting?
I think anytime you play a team twice, you kind of get a feeling for what they did. Sometimes they can jump you with a couple of things that you didn't realize they were going to do. So that surprise element gets taken out of it, and I think that's sort of what they'll be thinking as well. There are certain things that we did in that game that I think that they could want to take back, and they're going to try and stop that this week. So we need to come up with a plan to try and get around that sort of thing. If they are stopping us, to come up with our plan B and our plan C so that we can keep rolling with that high octane offense that we have. But for them, like I said, they're a really good team. I mean, we don't take them lightly, but I think also giving us the confidence to get a win over them in early in the season, it gives mm-hmm. us confidence that we can go down there and do it again. They're definitely not unbeatable.
All right, that game will start at 8 o'clock coming up this Saturday. Then the following one won't be until Sunday, April 7th, also on the road before you come back, Coach, and host Utah on the 13th. We'll talk again next Wednesday. Good luck over in Glendale and pick up win number 7 for us.
Thank you, mate. We will do.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us.
Me on.
Yep. Nate Osborne at NOLAGoldRugby.com. NOLAGoldRugby.com online and at NOLAGoldRugby over on Twitter. Every Wednesday, we're just going to check in with Coach, see how the team is doing, and appreciate his time as always. You brought up some more plays already just during that interview. Mm-hmm. People are flying in with a couple of. We're going to definitely have a division. Again, it's just a Sweet 16, so we can make this easy, right? It's four. We're going to pick four of the worst plays. That's going to be the, what do you want to call that division? You know, you have North, East, West, South, whatever. We call it game winners, things of that nature.
Classic Saints division.
Classics. We could also call it the bleep division when it comes into the – all right, so the bleep division, the Ram no-call, Vikings miracle. It's another – Aaron Brooks' backward pass would probably be in that division. And then I don't know if you agree with me on this one or not. Bobby Hebert's touchdown celebration when he was with the Falcons. I don't know why that still sticks. It's still, I used to tease him all the time when I was at training camp with him back in the day. Because it still like bothers my dad. It, to some Saints fans, it still bothers. The old flying around with his arms out doing the dirty bird. You remember, you've seen the replay, right? He throws a touchdown and he's in the dome. And I get it. You know, the whole free agency thing. He helped lead the way and all of that stuff. They didn't pay him, so he went. I get it. I understand why he was doing it. And it's just so funny now. He's one of the most beloved people here, right? But it's just, I mean, I still remember him throwing the TD, arms out, flying down the field. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. NOLA, give me some of your top plays that you would submit. Again, the NFL is asking its franchises to give them their best plays. And I think we do both, right? Some of the top plays in franchise history and some of the plays that maybe weren't so top.
I think a lot of people forgot about this one.
What's that?
The Lance Moore two-point conversion in the Super Bowl.
I'll write it down. Lance Moore, Super Bowl two-point conversion. Brian on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA. Gleason block punt, 1, 2. John Gillum's kickoff return, 3. Super Bowl onside kick, and 4. River City relay. Could also be one of the worst plays.
What about, ooh, Drew Brees to Traquan Smith.
To break the record?
To break the record.
Yeah, you'd always use a record-breaking one as well. Saul, beast mode. That's definitely in the bleep division. Coming out of the bleep division. Reggie's back-to-back punt return. Taysom Hill's block punt. Lance Moore's two-point conversion. Ambush should be in there. River City relay. Gillum's opening kickoff return. All right, so I got a couple of hashes to write down here. Hour 2 coming up next. Don't go anywhere in the Sports Hangover. You'll hear from Jarrett Cook, top of the hour, on ESPN New Orleans.